reason I ask is because the problem I have with it is I always forget that you can't use something like a metal.
Oh, like a metal spoon in it, yeah.
Yeah, you better use that plastic thing or else you're going to heat that up real quick. Mm-hmm. And I think once you start, you know, you get a scratch in it, it starts.
Well, my son just bought me a set of that. Now I can't even think what it's called. But it's got that coating in it that. Mm-hmm. And
Teflon?
Yeah, Teflon.
Okay.
And so I had to buy a new set of Teflon spoons and all that jazz. But I still have some old ones, too, that are metal that I use in my other skillets.
But he's not looking, huh? Do you have any lamps around here that run on something aside from electricity?
Kerosene. I have a whole collection of them.
Oh, yeah, there you go. You ever use any of those?
Oh, yes. Our electricity goes off quite often.
Yeah.
And don't tell the REA I said. As a matter of fact, yesterday morning it was off over an hour.
Oh, really?
And I do have some kerosene lamps in the other room. I have one that is fastened to the wall. Mm-hmm. That's in a container, a metal container, that my parents had. You know, archway similar to this.
Mm-hmm.
And we always painted it the same color as the archway.
Mm. Nice.
So it wasn't noticed.
What exactly is kerosene, do you know? To someone who's totally not familiar
with
it.
It's just not as refined as gasoline.
Okay. But it's the same type of thing?
It's more related to distillate.
What's distillate?
You know, a lot of the cars are diesel now.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know whether that kerosene was even a lower grade than they had distillate. And diesel fuel, and then gasoline.
Oh, okay.
And I could be wrong about that, but that's my theory that always was.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a word for a bed on the floor? Does that ring a bell? Some people have names for this. Just what I would probably call a bed on the floor, but.
You either sleep on the floor or you sleep on a mattress or...
Okay, so you would use a mattress. Have you ever heard of a pallet used in that way?
Yeah, I have heard
of it. Would it be used like
that? Pallet and a sleeping bag and...
What would a pallet be in that case?
It would be... Well, actually, when I lived on the Hartzell Ranch, they had pallets.
Oh, really?
On the floor for the sheep herders.
Yeah.
And they were stuffed with corn husks.
Really?
And they were made out of denim.
Okay.
I didn't leave them in there very long. But
so they were sort of a crude mattress.
Right.
Okay. Have you ever heard of something called a sugan? I think that's how it's pronounced. I'm not sure. It's spelled S-U-G-A-N. Have you ever heard of that on a ranch? As a type of blanket? Does that ring a bell?
No.
Okay. I've yet to find anybody in Colorado that does know of it. What is something that you use to rest your head on it at night?
A pillow.
Okay. What are those typically made of nowadays?
They used to always have feathers in them. Mm-hmm. But now they put foam rubber in them and they just more recently came out with some that have buckwheat shells in them.
Really?
Very, very, I'm allergic to them.
Oh, really?
And they stick worse than feathers.
Huh.